I am here in studio with Joan Mesquina, the rep from the 3rd Plymouth District. She is from Hull. She's got a big smile on her face, as always. A lot of good issues to talk with you about today. And thanks for joining us in studio here today on this beautiful afternoon. Issue number one. Oh, I sound like the McLaughlin group. I got to be careful.
She's going to grill me.
Question, yes or no? No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe.
Maura Healey, the governor, signs the tax relief package. This will reportedly top $1 billion when fully phased in. Got a lot of comments from it. It was a pretty clean vote. I think there were maybe six reps that voted against it. What do you see coming out of this for your constituents?
You know, I have to say, to make this kind of a significant tax relief is hugely important, in particular for the South Shore. There are a lot of good things in this bill for us. You know, thinking about all of the seniors that live down here, they doubled the senior tax credit. They put things in there for child care tax credits. You know, this is a bill on tax relief for regular people. And the thing that really impressed me the most about it is, there's something in here for everybody. And so there's one of the big things we heard about as legislators was, you know, we're out in the suburbs. Everyone out here owns their own home. We actually doubled the state tax threshold from $1 million to $2 million, the exemption. So it really is a solid bill. It's a good bill. And I'm glad we finally got this one across the finish line to take care of people that live down the South Shore.
I know they've been talking about this is the first this is the first bill of something of this kind in almost, 20 years, something like that?
Yeah, it's been a long time in the coming, and I think it's timely. We know we can sustain the revenues, and we really, I think that just with the skyrocketing costs, and this is really something, like I said, that really speaks to people's bottom lines and makes a difference in a whole variety of different people and different demographics.
Now, the question always comes up of affordable housing. Does this do anything for that? That's always a question. Of course, what they say is affordable here in the South Shore, I still think is pretty high, expensive.
I agree. One of the nice things about this bill was that they did actually set aside something like $20 million in tax credits to build more affordable housing. It's something we see in our office all the time is that people are struggling to make ends meet. There's a real need for affordability, and that's an affordability across a real range. You know, usually we say affordable, we're thinking, you know, 0 to 30% of the median income. But when we're talking actual affordable housing, it's really just 80% of the area median income. And this is about making sure that people stay in our communities, that they don't get priced out. So it's really hugely important initiatives. So it's nice to see them take, that's just one example of a step towards building more affordable.
Now, what about, I noticed that a couple of weeks ago you welcomed the new DCR commissioner. Is it pronounced Brian Arrigo?
Yes.
And he came to the town of Hull for a site visit. There were a couple of other officials there, State Senator Pat O'Connor, the town manager, Jennifer Constable. What did you talk about on the beach?
So this was really to bring the new commissioner down and to make sure that he got introduced to not just the town of Hull, but to 3rd Plymouth districts. Don't forget, we also have Wampatuck State Park. Mm-hmm. We have Harbor Islands. But in particular, we wanted him to see Hull because it's such a significant presence. When you really look at it, it's the gateway to the town. And the town of Hull, if anybody's visited recently, knows that we're making a lot of investments. And we're excited to see the new leadership of the new town manager, Jennifer Constable. You should totally have her in here for an interview one of these days to hear her vision. But there's a lot of long-term ongoing existing investments being made in this community, and that DCR beach reservation is the gateway to that particular community. And so what investments that the DCR does or doesn't make in that area really goes a long way towards how successful the town of Hull can be in that way. Just by way of example, you know, obviously they've redone the seawall over the past 20 years. That piece is finished. If you've come down recently, you know that they've also been putting a lot of money into boardwalks and the boardwalk, into places to sit, to places for shade. But one of the things that the Town of Hull pushed them to do was a master use plan, and and to really sort of say what is their vision. So we felt it was important to get him down there, to introduce him to the area. It's a quiet meeting just with the town officials, to really establish a working relationship and a good rapport moving forward, because that's what's really going to be important to not just the Town of Hull, but all of the communities with DCR, with significant DCR property.
Absolutely. And, you know, with all the coastal communities, seawall fortification, whatever state it's in whatever community, that's always a big issue. Of course, when you say Hull, I could say, you're bringing back the roller coaster. I'm just kidding.
No, sorry, we're not bringing back the roller coaster.
Just doing a little advocating.
But I will put in a plug for the carousel.
It is beautiful, and I love that. And of course, I think I mentioned to you a lot of those horses and a lot of those old carousels, all made in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Toboggan Company, which I could never understand, like a name like that with all those horses that were carved, you know, and that, I guess it was the early 1900s. I love those.
But it's a good example of why the working relationship with DCR is so vitally important. The carousel is owned by the Friends of the Carousel, but they lease that property from the DCR. And so we really do need a good collaborative working relationship with DCR for that particular leasehold. But there are a lot of other initiatives. And right now, economic development is the number one priority for the Town of Hull. And that's the Business Improvement District area. And DCR is a huge player. What they do there really matters to us. So we met him. He's fantastic. I think he's a municipal mayor. He came from Salem. He gets it, and I think he's built for public. So we're hopeful that he's going to really make some differences down there.
That's great. And, you know, I also want to ask you about this. This is something we've talked about off and on over the years, and I think they kind of fly under the radar a little bit, but I think they serve a very important purpose, and that is the local commission on the status of women and girls. And I know that is a number of area, whole southeastern Massachusetts towns. I think they serve a very good purpose, and I know at one point they were actually looking for some more members, but it looks like that's happening.
So I don't want to steal their thunder, but I think they'll be making some announcements soon. And I think they identified some really great new people that are getting appointed to that board. And I am expecting something soon. But I do think it's important really to take a look at what's going on with women and children's issues. You know, they're having a series of hearings, so I would hope that when those are posted, that there'll be a lot of engagement from the various local communities to really talk about what's going on for women and children. I'll tell you right now, economics is really, and pay. So we just did our pay transparency equity bill. And, you know, it's shocking to read some of the research that led to this bill. We're losing ground. The wealth gap is widening. I just saw a report that said we're now earning, I think women now earn 70 cents on the dollar for men. And then when you add race in as a factor, it becomes even more disparate. So the work that groups like the Commission on the Status of Women statewide, but also in Plymouth County, are doing really vital right now. And so watch for those public hearing and listening sessions, and watch for the announcement on, I know two of the people, so I'm very excited.
Oh, that's great. And I saw that they're going to be meeting on Tuesday, October 10th, 6:30 to 8, and you can join them in a Zoom meeting. So just you can Google that, the Commission on the Status of Women, and you can take a look at their agenda. I think they do very important things. Anything else going on in your district that you want to share with us?
You know, I will also just note that since we're talking about women's issues, that there is a South Shore Women's Conference. They have it every year. It's coming up on October 19th. It's going to be held down in Plymouth. So Google them. I think there's still space. And I was looking at the lineup, and it's going to be super interesting. It's going to be a great networking opportunity. And quite frankly, I think it's important, equally important dialogue to be had there. So, yeah, I would direct people in that direction. action, too.
That's great. We appreciate you joining us again. That's State Representative Joan Moschino of Hull. She represents the 3rd Plymouth District. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Always a pleasure. Anytime.
Thank you.